So Cricket Australia changed its code of conduct last month, rightfully, to allow matters like these to at least be heard. So previously, any sanction that had been accepted could not be challenged by a player. That was the old code of conduct. It was outdated and it needed changing. They dragged their feet, but they finally changed the code of conduct, a lengthy legal process that got them to this position. The position is that there's now a three-person independent panel of commissioners that's created to hear an application. In this case, the application from David Warner. Now, importantly to remember, it cannot overturn what you've been charged with. The hearing of an application, this is from Cricket Australia, is not an appeal or a review of the original sanction imposed. They can't do that. That's not their job. It's an independent panel of commissioners to review and therefore determine whether or not a long-term penalty can be modified. In this case, it's a lifetime leadership ban. So Cricket Australia said when all this happened, the review panel must be satisfied that exceptional circumstances exist to justify modifying a sanction. So basically, they need to determine whether the subject of the sanction, this case Warner, has demonstrated genuine remorse. Whether conduct and behaviour since the imposition of the sanction can be taken into account. What's he done since? Whether rehabilitation programs have been completed, if they're applicable. And also the length of time that has passed since this sanction was imposed, and whether sufficient time's passed to allow for that reform or rehabilitation. They're the parameters of what this three-person independent committee was set up to look at. If you've been banned for lifetime from a leadership role from cricket, you can now apply to Cricket Australia. They can consider this application in front of that committee, and that is what they are going to look at. Remorse, conduct and behaviour, rehabilitation, length of time. Now, all that happened last month on November 21. And like I said, they dragged their feet in getting there, but they got there. Then what happened? Well, last Tuesday, the panel decided that the hearing would be conducted in public, in the public arena. Last Thursday, David Warner then submitted a request through his lawyers to have that decision reviewed, to say to them, I do not want this hearing played out in public because that was not my understanding. That request had the support of Cricket Australia. They didn't want the hearing to be held in public either. They've said this morning, we supported David's wish for these discussions to be heard behind closed doors. Yesterday, Warner's request about that situation was dismissed by the panel. And as a result, he withdrew his application and subsequently he let fly. So here's some of the stuff that he said on Instagram. Despite my opposition and that of Cricket Australia, on Tuesday last week, counsel assisting the review panel and the panel took it upon themselves to concoct an irregular procedure for the determination of my application and establish a novel approach that would negatively impact the health and welfare of my family and the interests of the Australian cricket team. In effect, it appears they want to conduct a public trial of me and what occurred during the third test. They want to conduct a public spectacle to, in the panel's words, he says, have a cleansing. Think about that for a sec. I'm not prepared, says David Warner, for my family to be the washing machine for cricket's dirty laundry. My family is more important to me than cricket. Since that test, and even though my ban from leadership roles may never be lifted, I've taken it upon myself to reform, rehabilitate, and to transform my approach to the game. He says, I've been served and have been subject to a crushing, unprecedented penalty that has horribly impacted me and my family for the past nearly 5 years. Counsel assisting the review panel appeared determined to revisit the events of March 2018, and they're determined to expose me and my family to further humiliation and harm by conducting a media circus. He then points out that his application, his request in that regard, was dismissed. They have given no more than passing consideration to issues of player welfare and the interests of Australian cricket and is instead determined to conduct a public lynching. Like I said, some strong words. Now, Warner's direct aim here is the council assisting the review panel, whose position has since been terminated, and the review panel itself. Why? Because the panel was solely meant to be reviewing and considering a modification to the penalty, in this case a lifetime ban, not going over what happened. Cricket Australia, the hearing of an application is not an appeal or a review of the original sanction imposed. It's been done. It's been investigated. It's been accepted. David Warner's problem here is with the process, and he's bang on. What a legal mess. And while Cricket Australia supported Warner in his bid to have a closed hearing, surely they've got to take some of the blame for allowing this process to get this complicated in the first place. So some questions. Why did Cricket Australia take so long to act in considering any change to the code of conduct? Why did they drag their feet so long? Why was the door left open for a public hearing if Cricket Australia didn't want one either? If you're going to set up a committee, surely you put the parameters in place where if you don't want a public hearing, make it well known that that's exactly what cannot happen. So why did they leave the door open? Has David Warner ticked the boxes of remorse, conduct and rehabilitation or not? Why hit the nuclear button now on the eve of the second test? Why go ballistic? And very importantly here, what does this mean for further cases? What happens next time that somebody wants to apply to Cricket Australia and say, I would like a long-term ban to be considered by this review panel? Knowing that this is what you're going to get. Two former greats of the game on SEN this morning had two very different takes. Let's start with Heels, Ian Healy.
The independent panel have decided, no, this needs to be public. The whole trial needs to be public. And it seemed to be a trial of Warner's crime again. That's done. The trial was supposed to be about the punishment he received for that.
Yeah.
And they wanted to go through everything all again in public. Come on. But he's had this decision for about a week. He's prepared this 800-word document quite well, very well, actually. I would like to see a similar style response by the independent panel.
I don't think we're going to. I think they're running at a million miles from this one. I'm probably glad that it's all over. So that's Heels' take on it. Here's Simon O'Donnell, what he thinks about David Warner's comments.
David Warner copped his right whack for what he did. The bit that, you know, I still wonder where he's at with it. He said one of his statements was for cricket to air its dirty laundry. It's not cricket's dirty laundry. It's David Warner's dirty laundry. The situation was caused by David Warner and his co-conspirators, not cricket. This isn't about cricket. This is about David Warner. And that's the bit I don't like. I don't like him saying this is cricket's problem. No, it's David Warner's problem. He was playing the game of cricket. The individual isn't bigger than the game of cricket. And David Warner, his dirty laundry, it's not cricket's dirty laundry.
Would you have been comfortable if at the end of whatever hearing this undertook and whatever manner in which it was undertaken, that he would have his lifetime leadership ban overturned?
No problem.
Yep.
No problem. And I agree that I don't think it should be aired in public. What you can't walk away from is the responsibility that we got to this situation in the first place, not because of cricket.
Now, I half agree with Scoob on that one. Yeah, I half agree on that, and I'll explain that in just a second. But he talks about, you know, this isn't about cricket's dirty laundry. This is about David Warner. You're right on that, Scoob. You're absolutely right. But you know what this is about? This is about the process. That's what this issue is about. This is not about 2018. It's about the process that's currently underway that he was applying for. So we could debate. You can question, you can jump up and down all you like about what happened in 2018. You can jump up and down all you like about the penalty, the ban. Was it fair or unfair? You can jump up and down about whether or not you like David Warner. You can jump up and down about who knew what. This issue, yes, it's a result of all of that, of the actions of what happened then. But this aspect is not about that. The review panel is not there to determine guilt or perform a cleansing. For God's sake, who let them roll out that term? A cleansing. The review panel is there to consider remorse, conduct and rehabilitation and determine, therefore, if circumstances exist to modify the sanction. They were the parameters. The rules of engagement, folks, have been changed. He wasn't in the right in what happened in 2018. We know that. But in my opinion, David Warner has every right to walk away from this mess and slam the door on the way out. Have your say. 1300 01 1170 or text 0457 736 736.